Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, Red Merrill, this morning. Glad to be with you. Little change of weather out there. Still a little snow on the ground, but great to be with you today. And thank you for hanging with us, all those drive show fans out there. John Rush and his crew, they do a great, great job with their auto show. And we want to thank you for being with us. Again, my name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Red, you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Scott. And boy, we got an exciting show for them this afternoon. We have had some great hunts in the last few weeks.
I'm telling you, it's been great. And how did we get there? In our Silverado.
Let's go to the
phones and talk to Dan Johnson. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. Good, Dan. We just returned not too late last night, but got back from Wichita Falls, Texas, and went on a hog hunt. And, man, had a great, great time. So I'll be bringing you some sausage.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's always fun. I do some of that down in Texas. And, yeah, that's always fun to, you know, hit those guys up.
Man, it really, really is. So what's going on at Lynn Lyle today?
Well, we got Silverados. 17s are rolling in. I got probably 2016s left, and it's time to clear the decks of those guys.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we got big money on those. You know, $10,000-$12,000. I'll figure out how to make it work. But yeah, that's probably the best deal in the house right now is the new 16 Silverado.
Yeah, boy, Dan, that's the best truck on the market. Of course, you know I have one from you, and Scott's got his truck from you, and we took Scott's truck down to Wichita Falls, and it just cruises down and cruises back.
That's what the highway, what the Texas State Trooper told me, too. You're cruising. The conversation started something like this. Do you know how fast you were going? And I looked at him, and I said, 75? And he goes, nope. I go, 80? He goes, nope. I go, 85? He goes, nope. And I said, well, we'll just stop there. But he was very...
Well, you know, they're so quiet that you can't tell.
I'm telling you, and he was a hunter. He was cool. Of course, our truck wrap, he was very cool. And, you know, we talked about some elk cutting and stuff, and he sent me on my way without a ticket.
Oh,
so I was very happy, yeah.
That's good. He was a good guy. How many miles you got on that now?
107,000.
Wow.
On a 2014. See,
Guess I better get another one ready.
I'm telling you.
That's it, Dan.
But I'm telling you, you talk about the ride, gas mileage, all the things. Love it, love it, love it. And just an awesome, awesome truck. So no matter what you may be in the market for, maybe you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, maybe a car, maybe not a truck, SUV, I'm telling you, Dan will take care of you. I'm going to be over there Monday or Tuesday with a great friend that just ordered a vehicle in that Dan's going to be taking care of. And I promise you, it will be the most fun at buying a vehicle that you will ever have at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And just Dan takes care of people, Dan.
Yep.
People always ask me when they pull off. The only comment I get is, how does he do that? And, I mean, it's just a great feeling and a great referral.
So. Well, you know, Scott, I thought he just made those great deals with you and me because we're so good looking and stuff. But it seems like he makes it with everybody.
Well, I tried it. I tried.
Well, good. Well, Dan, we sure appreciate it, bud. And
you bet.
We will catch up with you next time.
All right. See you next week.
All right,
guys. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Thanksgiving.
All right.
Thank you, Dan.
And all your listeners.
All right. And we appreciate Dan Johnson. And I'm telling you, we wouldn't be able to do our show without him. And we have many other great sponsors. We'll talk about a few of those throughout the show, too. But go by and see Dan at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Well, let's go to the phones real quick now. We have got a good friend of the show. And we met Jeff several years ago, actually, at the International Sportsman's Expo, and Jeff Nimick, and Jeff does a video series on coyote hunting, and we're going to be talking about that. So we're going to welcome Jeff to the show now. Jeff, how are you, bud?
Hey, good to be on the show, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Your Cornhuskers did good today.
Yeah, I tell you, they're in the hunt for the West title still, so we'll hope for a little luck next week against Wisconsin and Minnesota. It will be playing in the championship.
Absolutely. I think the Colorado Buffaloes are in shock at being, 8-2.
Yeah, they're in the, I saw they're on, in the hunt too. If, yeah. Washington, I think, loses another one or something, or maybe they didn't play each other. I don't know, but that's quite the turnaround they've had as well.
Absolutely. Well, Jeff Nimnick again is our guest. You can catch Jeff this year at the International Sportsman's Expo. And I did not bring the show schedule, Jeff. You may already know your dates that you're going to be talking, but the show is going to be the January 12th through the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center, downtown Denver. And Thursday and Friday, the hours will be 11 to 8, Saturdays 10 to 6, and Sunday 10 to 5. And Jeff will be speaking. Do you have your schedule in front of you, Jeff, when you're going to be?
I do. You know, I'll, of course, have a booth there. I'll be selling all kinds of coyote hunting cool things, you know. We'll have the new call. I think we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show, but we'll be selling those there. And then I think I do seminars, I believe, Friday and Sunday.
So, Friday and Sunday.
Seminars at this point. So.
All right, great. Well, as I mentioned, Red and I got to go up, and we've kind of been joking back and forth, so I'm just going to be very honest and very humble right now. We did not shoot very well, Red and I, and I'm going to speak for Red too. And I'm telling you, I don't. We have been, Jeff. We've been in therapy since
yes,
we left.
Yes, we have
you.
Had to have therapy
because it's just so weird when something happens. You know, when you normally do good at something, all of a sudden you cannot hit the broadside of a barn. And I'm telling you, that's basically where we're basically the way we were. We did get a couple of coyotes, but we had many, many, many opportunities. The way we actually got the hunt, and I'm going to tell you. You need to go to the SCI show in Colorado Springs, and I actually bidded on the hunt there and got it with Jeff because I'd met him there and just wanted to go with him. And he asked me not to buy it again next year because he wanted to kill some coyotes and not just see them. But we had a great, great time, and I'm telling you, I learned a lot about it the first time I'd ever done that, just strictly coyote hunting. And we just returned from a hog hunt. We killed 24 hogs in about 5 hours, and when I told Jeff that yesterday on the phone, he said, well, they must have been very close and sitting still.
Yeah.
So, but we had a great time. So let's start out, Jeff. Just tell a little bit about your background and how you got into the love of coyote hunting.
You know, growing up, like a lot of people in this neck of the woods, I grew up hunting, not specifically coyote hunting. My dad got me into shooting and hunting at a very young age, and I remember tagging along with him, whether it was, you know, a pheasant hunt or a goose hunt, you know, probably when I was 6, 8, 10 years old. And then, of course, when I turned 12 and was able to take hunter safety, then I started, you know, carrying a shotgun and started shooting a few pheasants and geese. And then up here in Nebraska, you know, you couldn't hunt deer until you were 14. So, of course, when I turned 14, he took me deer hunting. And that's actually the first year I actually shot my first coyote when I was 14. And it was kind of on a target of opportunity, you know, like a lot of coyotes bite the dust. You know, guys out hunting something else other than coyotes. And they come across a coyote and all of a sudden it turns into a coyote hunt, you know. So that's kind of where I got my first taste of it. It wasn't until a few years later, I actually turned 16, had my own vehicle. And that's kind of where I fell in to the coyote calling side of things. Up here in Nebraska, you know, you guys are fortunate down in Colorado. You have big chunks of public ground, BLM, you know, National Forest. Up here in Nebraska, we're only about 3% public ground.
Right.
And you know, in the areas we do have are usually blocks of private ground that somebody decided they'd lease to the state to turn into public. So what it is, you get one kind of parking area, and it may be an 8,000-10,000 acre parcel of ground, but there's one central parking lot, and you got to park and kind of walk in from there. So when I turned 16, my buddy and I, we'd loaded up the shotguns and 22s, and we were going to go out and hunt rabbits and out at this public hunting area. And we pulled into the parking lot, and I looked over there across the way 50 or 60 yards, and I saw something laying there in the gravel. So I walked over there, and lo and behold, it's a lanyard of predator hunting calls. You know, had some howlers, some rabbit squealers, things like that. So, and I'd kind of heard of this stuff before, so I started blowing on a little bit, and like, yeah, this is what this is. You know, this is what we need to do. And just from the places that my dad had taken me, the ranches to deer hunt and whatnot, I knew we'd seen coyotes out there. So
right.
Sure enough, I went home and annoyed the crap out of my parents, I'm sure, blowing on these calls, getting halfway decent at them. You know, the very first time I ever set up, you know, thinking back now, I was doing everything just completely backwards. And lo and behold, here come a coyote in from the side, and he stood there at about 70 yards, and I was laying down in the prone on the top of the highest hill, and coyote just stood there the whole time, and I was able to scoop my whole body around and get on it, and I made a shot and ended up killing the coyote, and so I was kind of hooked from that point. And, you know, from that point on, though, it was it was a huge, huge learning curve. And, you know, I can't begin to count the number of coyotes we educated those first 5-6 years, you know, trying to learn the ins and outs of this,
sure.
of this business. So yeah, that was kind of the start of things. And, you know, I took about a 4-year hiatus in the Marine Corps, so I didn't get a whole lot of coyote hunting done during that time. But when I got back from that and started college, you know, I had all the time in the world to start hunting coyotes. So essentially for about the last 15 years, it's been going at it pretty hard, spending, you know, majority of my time out chasing coyotes. And, you know, it's been paying off as of lately, so.
Man, that's awesome. Again, if you're just joining us, just getting in the car or turning on your radio, Jeff Nimnick is our guest. Jeff's a 2-time world champ. He's on the pro staff with Cabela's, Daniel's Defense Pro Team, Lucky Duck Pro Staff, and he said they're never a former Marine. I've heard that. Right, Jeff? You're just a Marine, right?
Yeah. Okay. Once Marine, always Marine, yeah.
Well, by the way, we appreciate your service.
I was going to say that myself, yeah. Jeff.
Well, we got to take a short break. Jeff's going to stay with us here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a call that I have heard nothing like that we used, Lucky Duck. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. If you've got questions for Jeff, we'll take your calls, 303-477-5600. You're listening to Sportsman Colorado. We'll be right back.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Sportsman of Colorado. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watney. Along with my partner, Red Merrill, Jeff Nimnick is our guest. Going to be talking about predator hunting for most of the show today with Jeff. And Red and I recently were able to go on a hunt with Jeff, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Before we get back to Jeff, got one quick call on the line. Let's go to Bill in Lakewood. Bill, you're on Sportsman of Colorado. How are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, I got a trick question for you first. I mean, a statement. I mean, you guys got to go out of town for foxes and coyotes and stuff like that?
Well, we wanted to go hunt with Jeff.
In the backyard.
I know, man. Yeah, we wanted to go hunt with Jeff. We went up to Nebraska.
Oh, I live in the city. I live right down the block from the gunsmith school.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, good
but
deal.
They were all over with raccoons and nothing but a pain in the neck lately.
Oh, I know. We looked for some of those, too. can we help you with?
I got a trick question for you now.
All right.
With the upcoming of a pro-gun president, so up until now, the gun stores have had nothing but a field day. So you think this will bring the prices down and availability better?
Well, there's no doubt that if Hillary Clinton...
You know, trying to find some stuff,
yeah.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
And some of these stores are so ridiculously...
What are you looking for specifically? Retail. Just ammo, or...?
What's that? What am I looking for?
Yeah.
I've happened to be looking for a gun at the Smith & Wesson Performance Center, the 629 with the 2.5-inch barrel.
I want you to check out two stores, all right? I want you to check out Rampart Firearms in Sedalia,
Yeah, but I live west of downtown.
Dude, take a drive. It's a nice drive.
It's a beautiful area anyway.
It's worth it.
Like I said, I've got the gun room says they can get me one.
And the Outdoorsman Attic. The Outdoorsman Attic is a great, great store. Matter of fact, we were over there right before the show today. But if you'll go over there, one of those two, I bet you will have it and will beat any deal that you can get. I mean, both of them are very competitive.
I mean, Smith & Wesson, I've called them up. They say they're making them and sending them out. But they don't know where they're going, though, you know.
Right, right.
Well, you know, Rampart Firearms that Scott was talking about just got in 50 new Smith & Wessons.
Yeah, because they didn't know which way the election was going to go, and they kind of pre-ordered. So I know they've got a good stock. But I tell you, like I say, we were over at the Outdoorsman Attic earlier, too, and they've got a nice selection of firearms over there. So you can call Patty or Bill at the Outdoorsman Attic or call out to Rampart Firearms, tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado, and see what they'll do for you.
Are they on your website?
Yes, sir.
Yes, and Bill, you know, about Trump, we are excited about his being elected, and he is very pro-gun, pro-hunting, and but we need to give him a little time because there's lots of areas that are extremely important. Well, not necessarily more important. You can't hardly get more important than our guns.
Right.
But I know what you're talking about. And we have to just give him a little time. There are some regulations and things and that he is going to just do away with and make it easier to buy firearms and make firearms more readily available. And he's going to reduce the taxes on the corporations, which will also include the gun manufacturers and stuff. And so we do expect some good news coming to us about guns and ammunition and those kinds of things.
Well, see, I grew up probably as the bird flies 5 miles from where he grew up. You know, I've lived here for almost 45 years.
Wow.
But I think the same way he thinks. Everything he says is right in my book.
Well, good, Bill. Hey, man, we appreciate you. We got to run to get to our guests.
Okay,
but hey, we appreciate the call and appreciate you listening. All right, let's get back to Jeff Nimnick. Again, talking predator hunting. Jeff, let's talk a little bit about the call, because I'm telling you, that's an important piece of all this. And, man, some very unique, real sounds out of the lucky duck. So tell us about it.
Yeah, so essentially it's a new electronic call. Basically just came available here several months back. It actually dates back several years with the planning and, prototype use that it had. I actually came on board with Lucky Duck several years ago, right when they started this, along with a good buddy of mine named Rick Paulette. He's out of Eastern Kansas. Some people may know him as the Verminator. He has a line of predator hunting DVDs out as well. Also makes a whole line of hand calls. So he'd actually started, roughly 5 years ago working on building a sound library. And maybe somebody that's not familiar with an electronic call, there's multitudes of different sounds that are on these calls. You don't have to really make them with your mouth like you would with a hand call. It's basically on a push of a button. And there'll be sounds from anything from rabbit sounds to bird sounds to the big game, livestock sounds, coyote vocalizations, coyote distresses, fox sounds, raccoon sounds, you name it. You can find it on these electronic calls. So Rick actually started building a sound library that was going to be used on this Lucky Duck call, and it's actually now it's exclusive on the Lucky Duck Revolution e-call, and it really is probably hands down the best sound library on the market. Just the variety of sounds, which you guys have talked about a little bit already, the coyote sounds on this call are probably what really sets it apart. And anybody out there that's an avid coyote hunter will realize how important the coyote sounds are. Because coyotes get hunted, they get pressured, they get smart to the old rabbit sound, rabbit in stress.
Yeah.
And when you're able to throw some of these different sounds at them, like these coyote pup distresses, these coyote fights, these coyote vocalizations, well, now you can maybe, trip up this old smart coyote that maybe been, has came running into a rabbit call before, and now you're throwing something different at him, and you may have a chance of tricking him up and getting him close enough to get him killed.
Sure. Well, let's try to demonstrate a few. See what they sound like.
Yeah, let me fire the sucker up here, I don't know how it'll sound through the phone, but we'll give it a shot here,
Right.
So just to get everybody going, let's, this will be pretty common to anybody that's ever hunted coyotes. Maybe there's some listeners out there who've never hunted coyotes, don't even know what a wounded rabbit sounds like. So let's,
let's just start off with, this is like would be a cottontail in distress.
Hold your phone just a little closer.
Yeah. Oh, a little closer?
Yeah,
little
if you can get a little closer, it'd be great.
All right, here we go.
Okay, that's good, yeah.
All right, you can hear that? All right, I had to put it about 4 inches away from it. All right, we got it now. Okay, so yeah, that's basically just a simple cottontail in distress. Obviously, the coyote hears that. He's thinking he's going to get him a little meal out of something, you know?
Right.
There's sounds like bird distress. Here's a bird distress, a woodpecker distress.
Okay.
there's a woodpecker, pretty simple stuff, That's kind of the go-to sounds when everybody goes out coyote hunting. They usually start with, some sort of bird distress or rabbit distress, something like that. But now you can get into some crazier sounds. This is kind of a combination of a fight, coyotes fighting, kind of one coyote's getting whipped on a little bit. So here's kind of a coyote fighting sound. All right.
Well, that almost sounded like Red after he missed that second coyote.
This wasn't quite enough whimpering in that one.
A little more whimpering.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the vocalization doesn't show tears running out.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when you're sitting there and you hear all these different sounds, I mean, really the authenticity, I was just overwhelmed. I mean, it was crazy.
There were sounds that he used that I had never heard, and I got to go coyote hunting with some guys down in Texas a few times, and it was all mouth-blown calls. And, you just can't do all these things that this Lucky Duck Revolution call has, and some of them were just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And the coyotes came running in.
Right. So give us a couple more, Jeff.
Yeah, let's see here. Let's... This is one of my favorite ones here. This one's called Schoolyard Brawl. Yep, so there's Schoolyard Brawl, man. That one's killed a lot of coyotes over the last couple of years. I don't know what it is about it, but the coyotes think that, there's some coyotes fighting they're kind of wanting to come in and see what's going on.
Right.
Jeff, talk to us just a little bit about the setup. And the different locations that you like to use and how you get set up.
Yeah, so the setup's probably one of the most important things, if not the most important thing. Maybe a touch ahead of ourselves, but the location is really the most important part. You got to be in an area where there's coyotes there, and then the second most important thing is getting into your setup. You probably as we were hunting, you probably saw me kind of racking my brain, kind of looking at the wind direction.
Yep.
Kind of looking at, access we could get into these areas and then decide, okay, this is where we need to go. From here, we can get the vehicle hid. Probably saw me doing that. We were very meticulous about making sure the vehicle's hid, to the area that we were wanting to call the coyotes in from. And then from there, it's a matter of walking in, getting away from the vehicle, getting into a position where you can see a little bit, where you can especially see the downwind side and setting the call out and letting it rip.
And then how far, now, of course, we were with you, but how far normally do you want to be away from the speaker itself, from the call?
That's the cool, one of the cool aspects of using an electronic call like the Lucky Duck Revolution is you have a remote. So this is all remote. So people that maybe didn't know that, kind of maybe got ahead of ourselves on that as well. I'm actually running all those sounds through a remote. So we can take that call, we can walk it out. These remotes are good for 100, 200, 300 yards if you really wanted to go that far.
Right.
It's a little overkill. A lot of times in our setups, we probably had it anywhere from probably 20 to 50 or 60 yards from us. Just kind of depending on the wind direction, depending on maybe if it's real open, but there's not a lot of cover for us to sit amongst to kind of break up our outline. I like to get the call farther away. Therefore, the coyote's really focused on that sound and not on us kind of sitting over on the side. Kind of a ballpark figure would maybe be 20 to 40 yards. But, not to say in some setups to swing things in our favor a little bit more, I may not run it out there 60 or even 80 yards.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. If you're just joining us, Jeff Dimmick is our guest. Jeff has a video series, and we'll be talking about that in our next segment here real quick, about coyote hunting and all that. And I'm telling you, if you get a chance to come to the International Sportsman's Expo, again, that's going to be January 12th through the 15th. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be giving away tickets here on the show to that. And we're involved with that at the Adventure Theater and introducing speakers there like Jeff. But I'm telling you, you will hear some great, great seminars there. But if you're into predator hunting, I'm telling you, make it a point to come and hear Jeff talk on his seminars. And again, we'll be giving specific information about this. But again, that's January 12th through the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center. That Thursday and Friday will be 11 to 8, Saturday 10 to 6, and then Sunday 10 to 5. We've got to take another short break. When we come back, we'll be visiting with Jeff a little bit more. And also later in the show, we'll hear from the Outdoorsman Attic. Billy's going to give us a call. And also Alan Schaffner from Lone Star Hunts. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back. Did you know that about 46% of U.S. households have a dog and 39% have a cat? Studies show that 90% of people treat pets as family members. That's why I chose Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. This is Scott Watley. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, surgical care, or grooming, the team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. And with the holidays approaching, I highly recommend their boarding services. Hey, our golden retriever, Roxy Watley, loves it there. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Or visit LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus Gold Star member of the Better Business Bureau.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated, they buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 60. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Red Merrill. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Check out our sponsors there. Go and visit them. Let them know you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. Hopefully you can do some business with them. And we would appreciate that, and I know they would as well.
Yeah, hey, Jeff, this is Red again. And you know, I just want to let you know that me and Scott did have a fantastic time coming out with you, even though our shooting wasn't just exactly like we'd hoped.
Hey, I told Jeff, everywhere he goes, say, man, those guys shot unbelievable. Really? I was shocked.
I've never seen anything like it,
honestly. I've never seen anything like it. I was shocked at how they shot. So just leave it right there, and that would help us. Yeah.
But all the fault was on our part. It certainly wasn't on your part for calling coyotes in, because we must have called 15, 16 coyotes in.
We had our chances.
And we did have our chances. I kept shooting right over the top of them. I couldn't get used to those shooting sticks. But you know, the fault was ours in our shooting, and certainly not in the setup or the call. because we did get coyotes in. But Jeff, tell us, what are some of the mistakes when people go out on their own and try to call in coyotes? What's some of the more common mistakes that they make?
Well, I mean, just like we just got done talking about, shooting is actually, you know, it's tricky. I mean, there's nothing easy about shooting a coyote. And, you know, the way you practice to shoot coyotes is very important. And mm-hmm. what I tell people is, you know, shooting is probably takes the back seat to really a lot of things when it comes to calling coyotes. But the last thing you want to do is do everything right. You know, you set up right. You picked the right calls. You were in an area where there was a coyote, and you had that coyote come in, and he gave you a great 100 or 150-yard standing shot, and you miss him, you know?
Yes, I do know. Yes, I do know.
More humbling than that, isn't there? You know, and in cases where you're trying to manage coyotes, where you're trying to thin coyotes out of an area, you know, for, you know, to help out the deer population or the pheasant population, whatever it is, you know, you really hate to do that. Just, you know, that coyote now, he's probably 10 times as hard to hunt now because he has smartened up quite a bit. But, you know, the way you practice on the range is important. You know, you guys, you know, as you saw, we're sitting down, we're shooting off of shooting sticks or some sort of bipod. And a lot of guys really won't practice that way when they go to the range. They'll throw their gun on the bench. They'll shoot it. Yep, I'm right in there. Shot a nice inch group of 100 yards. And they think, all right, I'm ready to go out and hunt. You know, so what I tell people, if you got a box of 20 rounds and you go to the range, you know, take five or six of those, shoot a couple groups, make sure your gun's zeroed in. And then take the remaining, you know, 14 rounds and shoot from all kinds of different positions, you know, sitting position at different ranges off your shooting sticks. You know, at, you know, take a 6-inch pie plate, and that's really, you know, really the kill zone of a coyote, and practice things like that.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, a lot of times, too, people, you know, when it comes to hunting coyotes, you know, out in this big open country like this, it's tough sometimes getting into your stand. I was trying to think back during our hunt. I couldn't remember if we had any coyotes that kind of busted us walking in. Did that happen?
No, that really didn't happen with us, yeah.
No. You know what? It does happen quite a bit, you know, if you're not careful, if you're not quiet, trying to get in your stand, and there is a coyote out there that you're hoping to call in, you know, and he happens to see you walking into where you're going to sit down, you know, the gig's usually up. You know, he'll take off or spook out of there enough where he's not going to come back to the call. So that's really a challenge. In this big open country like the Eastern Plains of Colorado, you know, North Colorado, Northeast Colorado, any of that kind of country, that's always a challenge as well.
Well, and I know the one time where we had the one coming in, you know, Red was in a great position. I moved just slightly to try to get into a position. And while he was already in position, I should have just left that alone until you either told me, hey, if you're going to move now, you know. So movement, yeah, ever so slight, is picked up by those coyotes.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're super keen, and that's really what makes them such a challenge to hunt. You know, their ears are phenomenal, their eyesight is phenomenal, their noses are the best of all. And, you know, I was trying to think back, too. I know we had a couple coyotes kind of see us and kind of hang up or spook out of there. I'm sure during the couple days we were hunting, I can't remember for sure, but I'm sure we had a coyote maybe make it all the way downwind and smell us and run off kind of the deal before we get him shot. I don't know if that happened or not, but that's usually, you know, that happens a lot. You know, if you're not set up right, coyotes are always going to try to work to that downwind to be able to use their nose to figure out what it is that's making that noise, and especially if they're a little cautious. And
sure.
And sometimes just trying to get them killed before they make it to that point is a challenge all in itself.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about your video series.
Yeah. You know, the DVD market, I actually got started in that in 2008 when I released my first DVD. And, you know, up until that point, it was, you know, I was killing lots of coyotes. You know, I felt like I was getting pretty good and kind of wanted to take it to the next step. I thought, you know what, I think I'm going to invest some money in a camera and go out and start filming these hunts. You know, it's so exciting. You want to be able to share that with other people. And that's kind of what got it all started. And that first DVD took off, ended up getting it in with a company by the name of Stony Wolf Productions. And they distributed to all the big box stores like Cabela's and Sportsman's Warehouse and Walmart and everywhere like that. So I got a break getting it in with them, and so several years later I put out a second title, and then 2 years after that I put out a third title. And you know, with the changing market with videos and hunting television and YouTube and things like that, you know, unfortunately hunting DVDs is kind of on a downward trend right now,
right?
With everything moving like it is, you know, So I haven't actually put out a DVD in a handful of years, but it's really what launched me into the industry as far as, you know, gaining some notoriety, being able to, you know, have some pull with sponsors now and be able to promote sponsor stuff for them. So that really kind of is where I got my start in the industry.
Right. Well, I tell you, it's great. And, again, knowing your rifle, using the right ammo. We talked about this because most of us, we go to the range, we get on a bench, lean over, everything's perfect, you're inside. Boy, practicing on those shooting sticks or ever how you're going to be shooting is very, very important out there on the different terrain you may be hunting on, and just knowing all that because – again, normally we shoot pretty well, and boy, I tell you, it just didn't happen for us that week.
Well, I've decided, Jeff, it had to have been my gun. My gun just had to be off. It couldn't have been me.
How many times we sight in that gun on fence post, on coffee cups on fence posts?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I hit the coffee post at 100 yards every time, but I couldn't seem to zero in on them coyotes.
It's something. I tell you. I mean, it's. It is no easy task shooting coyote. I mean, it's exciting. You're sitting there. I mean, that's why I love to do it. I've shot hundreds and hundreds of coyotes and watched thousands of coyotes come to the call over the last 20 years, and I still get the shakes. As a matter of fact, I was just down in Kansas filming a show this past week, and we had one come in there, and he actually ran and tackled the call. And I was so flustered. I my buddy actually shot him with a shotgun at 10 yards from the call. And it happened so fast when it was all over with, the adrenaline dump I got, I was shaking like a leaf. I was kind of glad there wasn't another coyote come in because I probably couldn't have shot it, And that's why we do it, So when those coyotes come in, being able to try to control that enough to shoot a target that, it's small. The coyote's moving. He's not standing there like a deer or elk, for a minute at a time kind of looking around, If he stops, it's usually for a brief amount of time. They're small. I mean, you're looking at about a 6-inch circle for basically a kill zone on a coyote. And like I said, you're out there shooting sticks, your adrenaline's through the roof, the wind might be pounding into you a little bit. And you got to make quick decisions. And trust me, you guys aren't the first ones I've ever seen miss a coyote. I miss myself. And it's just, it's part of the fun though. It's fun to bust each other's.
Yes,
a little bit, when
we did.
It's fun,
So, well, next time we hope to redeem ourselves. Now, tell us right quick, Jeff, you don't necessarily do guided hunts all the time, but you do instructional seminars and things like that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I don't do guided hunts per se. I do donate a few hunts, like to Safari Club International and our local Pheasants Forever chapter. Since I don't actually do guided hunts, those auction items usually bring a pretty good price, for those organizations, which is always nice. Because guys, you can jump on board and come out for a guided hunt. The only thing similar I do is I actually do a 2-day instructional school. And I've been doing that for about the last 6 years. And basically what it is, it's a 2-day instructional school. And it's anybody that kind of wants to start hunting coyotes but really doesn't know where to start, And they don't want to start dumping a lot of money on equipment and gear they don't need. They don't want to go and waste, hundreds of dollars in gas driving around the countryside trying to figure out what to do. You can come up to a 2-day school. The first day is all instructional. A to Z, basically everything that's taken me 20 years to learn, I'm going to throw it actually in about a 7-hour class the first day. And then the second day, we're actually going to go out and hunt, and we're going to make live stands and everything we talked about the first day. Now you're going to get to see it in action. You're going to get to make stands, hopefully kill some coyotes. And we're going to just reiterate and talk more in depth about the stuff we talked about the first day, and you can see it in action and just, you're going to leave with a good solid foundation. And go back, I've got guys come from all over the country to this deal, and they go back, and now they're heads and shoulders above everybody else as far as it started at the same time, and they're able to go back there and start effectively killing coyotes on their own.
Wow. Well, Jeff, this has been fun, and, man, we want to do this again with you, so thank you so much. We'll look forward to seeing you at the International Sportsman's Expo and may even try to get you back on before that starts, and we'll talk about your seminar a little bit. So we sure appreciate it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And even though you said, Scott, save your money. Go get some shooting lessons. No, I'm going to try to get this hunt again next year, man. We're going to kill some coyotes, bud.
Yeah, it'll be fun to have you guys back. Hey, you'll be suppressed up next year, won't you?
Yeah. Hey, I got my suppressor for my 308. Took that to Texas on my hog hunt from Phoenix Weaponry, right, by the way. And, son, you really showed us now. We need about 4 suppressors for different guns, man. But that was awesome. We really appreciated it.
And, Jeff, happy Thanksgiving.
So, yeah, same to you, Red.
All right, bud. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Great visiting with you.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Nimnick. Again, he'll be at the ISE. We'll give you more information on that and a chance to win some tickets. Well, let's go to the phones now and talk to one of our great, great sponsors. And really, these folks have just become like family friends. We're over there quite a bit seeing them. We do some live remotes from there. We're going to try to fit in one more before the end of the year, and that is the Outdoorsman Attic. So we're going to talk to Billy over there. Billy, how you doing, bud?
Good, guys. How you doing? Hey, Brad. How you?
We're good. We're doing great. The Outdoorsman Attic, you will find great deals on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, camper, hiker, whatever. If you're into the outdoors, this is your store. Also, you can make some money on your unused gear. They're located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. And we were over there this morning a little bit before the show and talking with Billy, and he said, hey, we're having a great deal on Black Friday. And I said, well, let's get you on. So tell us about what's going to be happening.
Yeah, so, you know, like always, we try to save everybody some money almost every day, you know. So we decided this year, and on top of our everyday normal great pricing that we have, we're going to run 20% off of everything in the store, excluding firearms and ammo.
Okay.
So
all your fishing, all the fishing stuff downstairs, all the fishing stuff downstairs and upstairs,
absolutely.
Everything 20 off. Wow.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So, and then if it's been sitting around for a little bit longer, chances are we're going to make you an even better deal. So it's going to be a good Black Friday, Saturday, and probably Cyber Monday too.
Yeah, and you know, Billy, y'all have everything over there, and we were just over there, like Scott said before the show, and you've got camping gear and hunting gear and outdoor clothing, hunting boots, backpacks,
we got decoys
sleeping
now.
Bags. Yep. I mean, everything, folks, you can find over there at a discounted rate because they're almost brand new items many times.
Well, I'm telling you, I picked up a pair of chaps in there.
Chaps, yeah.
Yeah, and man, looks like brand new.
Yep, and it's just great gear.
It's a great resource for people that are on a budget or just, you know, price-conscious shoppers, you know.
Sure.
You know, there's nothing wrong with used gear, you know.
Absolutely. It's broke in, yeah. And, man,
all of my gear is used gear after the first time.
Yeah, the second you pull the trigger, it's
and I love
gun.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you, go out to the Outdoorsman Attic. Just a fun store. And really, this is a store you got to go by a couple of times a week. You never know what you're going to find there. It's located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. The number is 781-3626. You can follow them on Facebook as well. And, Bill, we got a call in earlier. A gentleman was looking for a Smith & Wesson pistol. And he was asking about, you know, with the Trump regime and all now, is it going to be easier to get guns and all the different things like that? But what are you guys seeing when you're ordering guns? Is it still taking a while to get gun orders
in? You know, it still is. You know, stuff, you know, the tactical stuff, that's always still going to be, you know, out of stock or, you know, limited supply because people are still wanting to stock up. So we're starting to see a little bit of, you know, the Glocks and the normal stuff. It's starting to finally break loose, you know, so they're having a little bit of overstock. I think most of the firearm suppliers or distributors kind of overthought this one. So they'll have a little bit of stock.
Well, that's great. Again, this is the Outdoorsman Attic. And again, fantastic deals on previously owned outdoor gear. Some things, Billy will find some closeouts, different things that are where you'll find it's absolutely brand new and in the package. But go over there and check them out. Again, maybe just camping gear. If you're the hunter, the hiker, just in the outdoors, make sure you go downstairs as well. Check out all the fishing gear. He's got a lot of decoys down there. I saw some goose decoys this morning. So a lot going on there. And then, you know, in my opinion, and we talk a lot about this during our weekday show with Haystack Help, Craigslist has become in some ways and at some points, you know, ripoffs. People have been ripped off there. And you got gear you want to sell. I highly recommend taking it to the Outdoorsman Attic. It is a safe place to do business. I will assure you, you will get more for it in that type of a setting, in a store setting, than trying to do it on your own, wondering if somebody's check is good, wondering who's coming to your door, to your house. Do it the safe way. Make some good money. And that's with the Outdoorsman Attic at 2650 West Hamden. Just mentioned you heard him on Sportsman of Colorado. So get out there Black Friday. Don't go to Walmart at 2 a.m. and get in line. Go to the Outdoorsman Attic and get in line, and I promise you, they'll take great care of you. So, Billy, we sure appreciate it, bud.
Well, I thank you guys. Thanks for all your support and everything. I treat you guys like friends. So
well, hey, same here, man. We appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Again, that's Billy over at the Outdoorsman Attic, 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Black Friday, 20% off of everything in the store, excluding just firearms and ammo. But I tell you, they'll do you right on your firearm and ammo purchases. Well, we're going to close out the show with how we spent our last couple of days out of Wichita Falls area there in Petrolia, Texas, with our good friend Alan Schaffner at Lone Star Hunts. How you doing, Alan?
Oh, I'm doing good this evening, afternoon.
Well, good, bud. Well, Alan, I wish we had another hour show just talk about our last 48 hours at Lone Star Hunts. But I'm telling you, we have not been able to shut up about this everywhere we've walked to this morning. We took our meat over to our processor at Steve's Meat Market. Now, we brought back 9 hogs, roughly. We're getting back 1,500 pounds because they double it when you get sausage made out of it. So we're getting 1,500 pounds of breakfast sausage, German smoked sausage, and summer sausage. But
that'll get you all just about till about January, February.
Yeah, absolutely. Man. But again, Alan, man, I tell you, we can't thank you enough just for your hospitality, your friendship to the show, and just really hosting us and having a great, great time there. And just, I mean, we were just talking about on the way back, Red, now, just the operation of how you have it set up. And then I want to just put a word out there. And I know you don't like to, you know, probably cut down what we will call competition. But we had a real, real good friend of ours that spent $1,250 with about 10 friends each, now $1,250, went to another place in Texas where they were boasting and advertising unlimited hogs, kill all you want, all the different things. And in their group of 10, they saw 2 hogs.
Yeah.
So people have to be, you have to check a lot of these places out very, very thoroughly. And that's one reason when you talk about the value, and Red and I were talking about this, and that word is the best thing we can come up with, the value of what you offer at Lone Star Hunts with the choices of the cabin deal or the, you know, the ranch house and the food and all the different things. And just, you know, that you're going to see hogs.
Yeah. And if you know, Scott, the thing about it is, just like we said with our coyote hunt, we didn't shoot very good, but we redeemed ourselves on this hog hunt because we saw tons and tons of hogs, and we shot them up.
Right.
And it was so much fun, I couldn't hardly stand it.
And within 30 minutes, y'all had pigs down. I mean, my goodness, they're just like they're dropping out of the sky. Yeah. I don't know.
Yep. Well, you know, folks, we were the first 3 hours, we hunted Thursday evening for 3 hours. The wind was kind of blowing and stuff, but they tour you around in one of these Kawasaki mules and until you find these hogs and a group of hogs, and then you jump out and just go to banging. And in the first 3 hours, we had 17 hogs down.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can't keep the scream of excitement out of your throat the whole time, you know? It is a yee-haw time going down there to Alan Schaffner's at Lone Star Hunts, and you're guaranteed to see hogs. Now, you may not be able to hit them, just like we couldn't hit those coyotes that time, but you're going to get your opportunities. And this time, we did get to kill the hogs.
Yeah, I mean, we try hard, so you have the opportunity to see the pigs, and you know, you travel 10, 12 hours to go somewhere. You want to have some action.
Yeah.
And that's what we strive real hard to do, get you in the pigs. I mean, my guides are Cole and Luke, and they do an excellent job.
Absolutely.
Seems to really have a good time with them. And that's the name of the game, getting out and killing some of these things.
Yeah. And, Alan, you've heard about this, too. And, I mean, again, I just want to warn people out there. Everybody, you know, tries to find what they feel is the best deal. And sometimes that's just not priced. You know, if you see a place where it's $150 a day and unlimited hogs and all that stuff, and or, you know, anytime I hear the word unlimited, it's kind of like when I see something, Alan, that has a lifetime warranty. Whose lifetime?
Yeah.
Mine, yours, the product, whatever. I'd feel much better with a 10-year warranty or 5-year warranty, you know. But what do you see, and what are the things you hear from other hunters that come to Lone Star where maybe they were disappointed with other places?
Well, you know, which, you know, the hogs are nocturnal, and a lot of places hunt at night.
Right.
But, you know, in our areas, we get into those creek bottoms and stuff and roust them out and do it during daytime. And it's a lot safer also during daytime. We're just getting in another element when it's at night, and you can't spot and stalk at night, which we do a lot of spot and stalking. You do a lot of walking. I mean, we've got people that, I mean, they just, well, they think they can do a lot of walking. And I think one guy said he walked 6 miles one day with his little Fitbit. And he said, my goodness, I knew I was tired. But, I mean, but he got in the pigs. That's the deal. That is the deal. You get in and you see a lot of pigs.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Alan, you've got two different ways that you can work it, one with the lodge and where you do the cooking, and the other with the Real Nice Cabin. Explain those to us.
Well, both packages are the same on the amount of number of pigs you can kill. We do limit the number of pigs. You can kill four hogs that weigh 150 pounds or less. If you kill one over 150 pounds, it equals two of the smaller hogs. So, I mean, that's kind of how it is. You can kill one large hog and two smallers, or four pigs under 150 pounds. So that's the same between the two. Then we have a nice cabin. It's a one-bedroom cabin, got two bunk beds in it, and got a kitchenette and a gas grill on the back, and you know, if you kind of want to go more the economy line, that's kind of what about 50% of the people do. That runs $750 per person, and then, or you can go up to the ranch house, which is a lot more comfortable. You got bunk beds in each room there, but I can sleep about nine people there, and we furnish all the food there the 2 days you're hunting. I mean, we had fajitas this weekend, and which y'all kind of bugged out a little bit early. Y'all missed the ribs.
Yeah, I know.
Ribs,
yeah,
we're gonna have
missed
another
that.
Night. But, man, you know, if y'all hadn't been such good shots, you wouldn't have that problem.
Well, I tell you, the food is excellent, excellent, excellent. We're not talking about just some sandwiches thrown out there and some chips. I mean, I'm talking about some real cooking food. Boy, had great eggs, thick bacon, you know, for breakfast yesterday, Red. And I mean, just absolutely incredible. And so if you'll call Alan and at Lone Star Hunts at 940-636-1990, you can check out the website, LoneStarHunts.com. If you mention our show, as he mentioned, you get four hogs with your package. He will give you an extra hog under 100 pounds, which is a great meat hog, we call it. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado when you book, and they will take great care of you. And, again, they do all the cleaning right there for you. A great young man there named Mason did all that. And, boy, at our meat packing place this morning, our processor this morning, they said, man, who cleaned these things? They were perfect the way they were quartered up, back straps out, and tenderloins and all that. So, boy, we owe Mason a compliment there for doing a great job as well.
We're going to be up that way in January at the ISC show.
That was going to be my next comment. Yep.
People need to come by and see us, and I guess that's when I'll get to see you and Red next.
Yes, sir. That's January 12th through the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center. Again, the hours of that will be Thursday and Friday, 11 to 8, Saturday 10 to 6, Sunday 10 to 5. We're going to have some sets of tickets we'll be giving away on the show. But if you are looking for a great time with great people, awesome food, incredible hunting, and just really something that you got to do, you need to call Alan today and get booked. Now, the spring is pretty much booked. He might have a couple of slots in there, but you need to call him now and get on for next year at 940-636-1990. So, Alan, hey, bud, again, we appreciate it, and we'll look forward to seeing you in January.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That's Alan Schaffner, Lone Star Hunts. This segment was brought to you by our good friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, LoneTreeVet.com. Whether you need to board your pet for one night, we got holidays coming up, or several days, they are happy to provide your pet with caring and comfortable home away from home. Again, these are the folks that we trust our pets to, Nancy and Bill over there and their whole team. We just had to take our golden retriever over there this week and took great care of her. And we love Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, and you can check them out on their website at LoneTreeVet.com. Wow, I want to thank all of our guests today. Jeff Nimnick, talking a little coyote hunting, Billy over at the Outdoors Manatic, and Alan Schaffner as well with Lone Star Hunts. Most of all, we want to thank you. Hope everyone has a very, very happy Thanksgiving next week, and we will look forward to being back with you next Saturday. Thanks for joining us on Sportsman of Colorado. Red, thank you, sir.
Good to be here.
And we thank you again. And everybody be safe. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Sportsman of Colorado.
The views and opinions of
expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.